Welcome to the Mum Boss Podcast, hosted by me, Renee O'Neill. I'm your host, life and business coach for mums, and a mum of two myself. I'm here to help you be the present mum you're wanting to be, whilst also having a successful business, because you can have both. It doesn't have to be one or the other. You have come to the right place if you're a mum who dreams of time and financial freedom and wants to be fulfilled in life alongside motherhood. This podcast is a place where you can come to be inspired and empowered whilst also getting tangible tips, advice, and strategies to help you in your life and business. So let's dive in. Hello and welcome back to the Mum Boss Podcast. And if you're new here, hello and welcome. I'm so glad to have you here. So in today's episode, I want to chat about something that I guess can be a little controversial. And the reason I say that is I had an experience where I was a guest on someone's podcast and they asked me a question of whether I think that mums can have it all, that mums can have a successful business and still be present with their families and enjoy that quality time with their families. And my response was yes. Now, the host very strongly disagreed with that. Now, obviously, there's more layers to this. It is not so cut and dry as that. But I really wholeheartedly believe that we as mums get to have a successful business that we are fulfilled in, that we are lit up by, that we are passionate about. And we also get to be that present mum who enjoys plenty of quality family time. And so I want to chat today about, I guess, striking that, for better word, balance of mum life and business, and whether or not that it is possible. And honestly, I believe it is possible. And it is possible through different ways and means to create that harmony. I think harmony is a better word than balance, that harmony between mum life and business. And, you know, I know what it's like to be juggling the two worlds. I know that the demands of raising children whilst also building a successful business can be a lot. It can be really overwhelming. But I think, you know, there is a way in which we can create that harmony between the two. And I want to go through some strategies with you that will actually help you nail that, in air quotation marks, balance. So the first thing is to really define your priorities. I think it is so super important to get crystal clear on what your priorities are. And so it is looking at, you know, who you are as a mum, who you are as a businesswoman, and what it is that you're wanting to create. You know, looking at the goals that you're setting for yourself, looking at what it is you're expecting of yourself, and really analyzing those things. It's also an opportunity to remember that it's not about achieving perfection and being clear on not trying to create high expectations for yourself that you're not going to be able to achieve. You know, perfection is something that I have definitely had my fair share in. I don't know if you're into Enneagrams, but I'm an Enneagram 1. So I am classed as that strict perfectionist. So I know what that's like, but I think this is your opportunity to get really clear on what your expectations are of yourself as a mum, but in your business as well. And I think when you get really clear on this, when you get clear on what your priorities are, what your values are, what your expectations are on yourself, and maybe even what your non-negotiables are on a practical level, you can align yourself to that and it will help you achieve that harmony. We're going to keep using the word harmony here. It'll help you achieve that because you can really set yourself into alignment for those things in both mum life and in your business as well. And, you know, like I said, it's really important that we don't set unrealistic expectations, because when we do that, you know, we're basically setting ourselves up for failure. And, you know, understanding that we might not be able to do everything all at once, and that's actually okay. You know, being able to set realistic and achievable goals in your business and in your family life makes such a big difference. And we don't want to be too hard on ourselves. We don't want to, you know, set ourselves up for failure. And I think it's also important to celebrate our wins along the way, celebrate the things that we're achieving and accomplishing along the way, and not just in business, because sometimes I think we focus a lot on the business side of things, but we need to also do those things in our mum life as well and celebrate the things that we're doing and tell ourselves, in fact, that we are doing a great job, especially as a mum. And another side of this is, I guess, the time management aspect, being able to really manage your time in a potently powerful way so that you can, you know, do all the things that you need to in your life as well. And, you know, I think a big part of the whole juggling act of mum life and business really does come down to how you utilize the time that you have. And so, you know, time is really that valuable asset that we have as a mum in business. And being really efficient with our time management, I think, really is that key in life. And being able to do the things we need to and create the momentum we're wanting to in our business, but also just be there for our children as well, you know, do the things that we're wanting to. And so I think ensuring that you create a really great schedule for yourself that accommodates, you know, your mum life, business tasks, all the duties and responsibilities that you have, but also making sure that you have time and space for yourself as well. And I know that depending on your season of life, that's going to be different person to person. And I know that having time and space to yourself isn't always easy as a mum, but there are ways in which you can achieve that. And so utilizing time management tools and techniques really makes a difference in your life and in your business as well. And I think the biggest part of it is really just trying to optimize your productivity. I know that when I was juggling mum life, business, and also actually a part-time job, I only had small pockets of time to do things in my business in particular, or just in general, really. And so for me, it was utilizing that time to the absolute best of my ability. And doing that was, how can I utilize this pocket of time that I've got, this window of maybe half an hour? How can I be as productive as possible in that time frame and get the things done that I really need to? And so I think it's also being clear on your priorities within your time that you have as well. And, you know, there are so many time management tools and techniques available, but, you know, some of my favorites are creating a power hour. Now, I've got a whole podcast on that. I've also got a free downloadable for you where you can download a PDF and an audio that actually talks and walks you through my power hour method, which I highly encourage, because that power hour method really helps not just in mum life, but in business as well. It helps you get shit done in a small window of time. And so I think, you know, utilizing something like a power hour, also getting clear on your top three priorities each and every day. Sometimes I feel like we really overwhelm ourselves with adding 100 things to our to-do list, and that just becomes too much. So getting crystal clear on what are my top three priorities. Yes, you might have 20 things to do that day, but if you can only achieve three, what would those three be? And that helps you just hone in and nail in on the most important tasks and activities. And then, sure, once you've achieved them, you can go on and achieve more. But that's one really good hack to use as well. Another hack that I'm going to quickly mention here as well is I just shared about a to-do list. A little mindset hack for you is, instead of calling your to-do list a to-do list, actually call it an accomplishment list. It sounds crazy, but that quick change of name makes such a big difference. It's like a mindset hack that it has, and it just changes your feel for that whole to-do list. let's go into the next thing here, where I want to talk about flexibility and embracing it, because as a mum in particular, you are already incredible at nailing being flexible. It's almost like a superpower we as mums have, because when we have little kids, we have to adapt all the time. Life is just unpredictable, especially in mum life, but even business as well. And, you know, we can be presented with, I guess, unexpected challenges. And so being able to be adaptive just allows you to navigate through these challenges a little bit easier. And I think making sure that we have a mindset to back that up makes a big difference as well. And, you know, I think being mums, we are really good at adapting. We are good at having to change things up when we need to. We are good at having to pivot when we need to. And I think they're all transferable skills that we have that we can use in business life as well. And I think this is a way in which we can, I guess, nail that harmony between those two worlds as well. Now, something that I bang on about is self-care. And the reason I bang on about it is because it is so damn important. It really needs to be something you prioritize, and it needs to be a non-negotiable. Now, when I say self-care, I think sometimes people have this illusion that self-care has to be these big indulgent things like going for a massage, having a day spa experience, you know, going for a facial, getting your nails done, all these luxurious, amazing things. And whilst, yes, that is an element to self-care, self-care can also simply be just sitting and enjoying your morning cup of tea or cup of coffee by yourself. Self-care can also just be going and sitting outside for a few moments by yourself. Self-care can also just be, you know, having a moment to just enjoy the surroundings that you're in. You know, self-care can be doing a hobby that you love and enjoy. It doesn't need to be these big things. And I think in the midst of managing mum life and your business, it's so easy to forget about yourself. You know, it's easy to put your family first, to put your business first, your clients, your customers, whatever that looks like for you. But it's so important that you take time for yourself regularly to recharge, to refresh. And, you know, in doing so, you can refill your own cup. I also think it's really important to not just refill your cup. I think it's important to ensure that your cup is actually overflowing, that you have given back to yourself, that you've looked after yourself in a way that you are at your optimum, so that you have this overflow that you can give to everyone else, to your families, to your business. But at the end of the day, there's still something left in the cup for you. You know, we don't want to feel depleted. We don't want to go around feeling like we're running on empty, because then when that happens, we can't be the mum that we're wanting to be. We can't run our business the way we're wanting to be, and we can't give our best to everyone else. And it has such a ripple effect. It has such a big effect as well on not just ourselves, but our family and our business as well. So I think it is really important that we take time for ourselves each and every day to give back to ourselves. And, you know, I know that in doing that, you will be better for it. And the last thing that I want to mention here is I think it's incredibly important to seek support and community. I think as a mum, that in itself can be a really isolating journey. I think also running a business can be an isolating journey. And so when you put the two worlds together, sometimes it can feel really lonely. And, you know, when we're facing different challenges, it can be really hard because sometimes the people in our world don't get it. You know, I know for me in my world, you know, in my close friends and family, there is no one else running a business. There is no one else also juggling kids. And so it's been really incredibly important for me to find a community of other mums in business, to get support in the way of a coach, to help me through the journey of entrepreneurship and running a business. And, you know, in particular as a mum, because we face these added challenges because we have this priority being our family. And so I think it's so important to have that around you. And this is why I created Reset and Reignite. It is my 8-week group coaching program, and it is specifically for mums in business. It is the program that will give you everything that you need to build the dream life that you're wanting for yourself and your business. And it is open now, which is so exciting. We start this program on Thursday, the 10th of August. So doors are closing soon. And this program, honestly, is everything that you need. It is the program that gives you me as your coach to support you unlimited for the 8 weeks that we work together. But it's also an opportunity to have that community, you know, to have like-minded mums in business that you can be around, to network, to, you know, connect with, to be alongside with for the journey. And this program has honestly been such an incredible program to run. And the results that the women who have been in this program have been phenomenal. Honestly, so good. And so I am very excited that the doors have reopened. This is the program that you get weekly group coaching calls, you get a portal of trainings, tools, resources, guides, all the things that you need along your journey as well. And at the moment, there is also an added exclusive bonus where you get 8 weeks of group WhatsApp support as well. And so that is unlimited support from me as your coach, but also the incredible women that you get to be alongside with in this program. And so the doors are open now. There is only 5 spots available in this program. And the reason I say that is I keep this program to be a small, intimate group so that you get the best experience possible and that you get that high level of support from me as your coach, that you get me Monday to Friday, unlimited, available to you. So that is definitely the program for you. If you're wanting to strike this balance between mum life and business, if you're feeling stuck in those worlds, this is definitely the program for you. So I will pop the link in the show notes so you can come over and join us. And note that these exclusive bonuses are actually expiring very soon. So you'll want to jump on that as soon as you can. I hope that you found this episode helpful. Keep nailing that mum life and business juggle that you're doing, because I know that you're doing a phenomenal job. And I will talk to you next week. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. To learn more, you can go to ReneeO'Neill.com. I'm so grateful for you being here and super glad you've taken the time out for yourself to tune into today's episode. If you loved the episode, don't forget to hit subscribe so you can catch the next one when it's released. Also, if you share this podcast to your Instagram stories and tag me at ReneeO'Neill, I will be sure to send you a little gift straight to your DMs as a thank you.